Okay. It's the rundown. It's Monday. It's August 6th. Brought to you by our friends at Dunkin' Donuts. Got nice iced coffees here. I'm trying to wean myself on black. I think that's going to help a lot. Is that just
what?
I don't know. I feel like creams help maybe like definitely lose weight if you get rid of cream.
You don't need to lose weight.
Nah, got to keep it tight, Dan. I'm getting to that age.
I'm drinking coffee for the first time, period.
Yeah, it's true.
The Dunkin' campaign is getting me like into coffee.
What?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee, but now I've been drinking.
Well, you know he doesn't drink coffee.
That's how long we've been doing that. I totally forgot.
Yeah. But because of this, I started drinking it, and now I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we got mad at Kevin in like 2013 about that.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I remember
I just put an obnoxious amount of sugar in it, though, so it's like,
this is the only guy right now who's okay in my book, Spider. I just literally saw him pick up three cases of water and just put them back down. He at Rough and Rowdy, he was going to pass out. He asked if he could sit down because he had just been running around.
He hadn't sat.
That's how Fordham does it.
Kevin, when we were driving, we had to drive from Youngstown to Pittsburgh this morning. We had like three different cars and like 15 people. And me, Caleb, and Roan were the last to leave, and Spider was just standing in the lobby, and he's like, can I get a ride with you guys? I was like, dude, yeah, like, what's the option here? Of course.
Spider, can we get
and he thanked me after. It's like, do you think we're going to leave you in Youngstown? Like,
I will say.
I mean,
that's
listen,
Spider. He's a fucking man.
Every intern who comes through here wants to basically, like, try to be famous. Spider does all the shit that, like,
he did when we got the Pizza Hut late night.
Yep. I was like, tell Frankie I want a pizza. And I heard him on the phone. He's like, Dave requests a pizza. I'm like, I'm not requesting a pizza, Spider.
Dave, send the pizza up
to the King's room now.
Like, this isn't an option. Did he said it to you? Yeah. He's like, Dave requests it because, like, get him a fucking, no, Spider. When I say I want a pizza, it's like, I get a pizza.
He got it.
He's the pizza.
He got there.
This was like a Halloween gift. Domino's was pizza was closing.
I know. You just went blind.
Yeah, I don't know. I was.
You got the chicken waffles. The
chicken finger. Mm-hmm. Is there hash browns in there or no?
Nope.
Just the chicken finger. All right, good.
You want pretzel bites?
You got donut fries, gluten-free brownie, which was very good. I had that on Friday. Pretzel bites, ham and cheese roll-ups, waffle bread, chicken tenders.
The donut fries are where it's
so good.
Chicken fingers are
good. Here, you want a donut fry?
America runs on Dunkin'.
Here. Dave, have the donut.
Barstool runs in Dunkin'.
Fatten up, bro.
I've had them. No,
it's okay, man. Have one.
No, have one.
No. You have to have one for business.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Right.
Have another one.
Hey, you want two?
It tastes like
the problem. Have another one.
No, I'm good.
No, but I mean, Dunkin'. And somebody saying that you're.
Somebody get some sugar for the coffee.
You know what? You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a churro a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep. All right. We're gonna start with Yankees, Red Sox. I see my guy Tommy here. Yankees got swept, blow a 4-1 lead in the ninth. By the way, before we go into that, Frankie and I were talking about this. I don't know what the official, that's an error on the third baseman, not Bird, right?
I feel like he should have scooped
who got, who officially mean, got hit with the error? It's got to be a third baseman.
I would be fine either way.
I was shocked that game was still on it. We got to the bar at 12:45. I was like, is this a replay?
Yeah, me too. And then it was only the 10th inning.
Mm-hmm.
It's the argument you had with
And by the way, Jarvis just lied. Paul texted me in the middle of the fucking rough and rowdy. He just wasn't posting the clips.
Of course he wasn't.
That was a big thing on radio.
It was on the third baseman.
Yeah. You just call him a scumbag?
Yeah.
We had a big negotiation. He agreed to it.
You also were
dead ass right when you were like, it's Yankees Red Sox. That game will be like going long after.
That had to be the 17th inning.
It was
inning
wild.
At that.
And especially after the Eovaldi game.
Was there a rain delay?
Oh, yeah, the fast game. That was crazy.
Holy shit.
So the Yankees are dead.
Almost only 10 inning game.
The Yankees are dead. The Red Sox have won the division. They blow the lead. That's an error. You can't assume a scoop. But to me, this entire weekend is on Hubs. Having the least self-respect and least pride of any human I've ever met.
Scoreboard thing?
And what about just requesting to take a fire hose off the face? There's some things you do for comedy, and there's some
took a fire
that you
hose
can
off
never
face.
Come
you
back.
Facial.
You're not even a human.
Friend. It was funny.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter his idea. You're like,
he got facial by Jared's friend.
Did you see the water hose?
Yeah. I did not see it.
He took a water hose off the face.
Wait,
is
it on Jared's Twitter?
It's honestly,
I almost was like,
we gotta just fire him. I don't like Yankee fans, but we can't have somebody with such little self-respect here.
Hubs, if you had kicked that ladder out.
One inning the whole
But if you had
weekend.
Kicked that ladder out, I know.
Everything would have been fine.
I know. But I know you
like,
wanted
dude, what
to.
What was the worst that happened?
Like, his dad was right there. I didn't want to paralyze him.
It would have been hilarious.
You shouldn't have to paralyze him in that situation. I think his father would have understood, to be honest.
You're going to be stunned when you see this next one.
I absolutely agree, though.
It must be.
Or you should have handed him like the numbers 27 or something. Like, just be like, Jared was literally dropping his nuts on your face.
That's fine. It's August 6th.
Dragging him.
It's August 6th.
Here, Hubs, I actually have a real question.
Your voice just cracked, like, you know.
Yeah. Hubs, I have a real question. What does it feel like to know that...
This is going
to
shock you.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Hubs. Hubs. Don't do it. No. Oh, no.
Oh! It's just, I don't get how you
just go
walk around as a man.
Yeah, like be a sore sport. That's what Dave would do. He'd just go home.
Yeah, man, being a sore sport is called being an adult.
If that I said that to Dave, like, hey, let's do this video, he'd just be like, I'm going home.
Wow. I mean, they broke you. The Yankees have, like, broken you.
It's August 6th. Yeah, it was a tough fucking weekend.
You keep saying that. Like,
because
I mean,
it's the regular season.
Don't say the regular season. Do not say August 6th.
I might as well. Like,
it's the regular season. It's not the regular season.
You're 110 games in.
There are.
That's not like, you there, know, I mean.
Well, I get, but we got as a wild card team last year and was one game away from the World Series.
It's irrelevant, though. To me, that's all relevant. Like, you just got, like, that, like I just said, that could have been come. Like, you got facialed by, like, Jared.
But Hubs, August 6th doesn't work when you like, there are losses in baseball. Like when you have a weekend like that where-
It's horrible.
It can go the other way too. You can have a galvanizing weekend where you have a 4-game sweep. You're like, that's where it like bounced
us. That's what happened last year to you. The Mets, right after the Red Sox murdered you, the Mets came into town and you smoked us 4 in a row and you took off. This is the opposite here, bud.
My question to you, Hubs, is what does it feel like knowing that you have an absolute like, lame duck, soft dick manager, and you have to be stuck with him for another 2 years, probably.
I mean,
you can't fire him right now.
Why not? Well, at the end of the year, they absolutely can.
You think you can?
I think
if they don't
win, then it's not that bad.
If they're a wild card team and they don't win that wild card game, he's gone. Absolutely.
What a terrible.
My bigger issue is you've unleashed like Jared, who is apparently like a version of me. Now he knows that you're a little wimp. And he's just going to push you around forever.
Apparently, the Rocket was holding court.
Let him get as high as he can
right
now. Let him get as high as he can.
The Rocket was like holding court at Fenway for all his fans.
Yeah, he's got him on a leash. Like just walking around. Look at
you. It's like in prison where they make you hold the pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like scared straight. He's like, hold my pocket.
Jared's one of those guys. Yeah. Jared's one of those guys. And I actually like consider him a good friend, but he does not handle success well.
No, and he's pushing. And
he's Dave's son.
Yeah, true.
It's like you push it. You let it get wet. You're his lapdog. It's unbelievable.
See how they do in October.
I mean, we've even let the Rocket thing spiral out of control. Everyone feeding into that, he now calls himself Rocket. So, I mean, he is.
Mangina?
Oh, no, Dan.
I had that on the Twitch stream the other day. People were saying I look like I had a pussy.
Do we still have that Twitch stream?
Yes.
Of me hiding in the bush?
No, just
there's,
do we
there's
still
Twitch
own
drama.
It.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah, good. Okay, nice. That's good to know. We're going to have a company meeting on that one that nobody should speak for Barstool Sports ever. I've never gotten a fight with people using the Barstool handle. I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't. We got Hubs out there fucking sending DMs to reporters. We got other guys threatening shit. It's nuts.
You really think, when you said the Yankees are dead, obviously in the AL East, but you think they're dead?
No.
I think
they don't make the playoffs.
I think they might miss
playoffs. Yeah, they got an 8-game lead.
No, they don't have a 2.5-game lead.
The wild card.
No, 6 over the... Over the Mariners, 6 in the loss column.
The first
two and a half.
What's the lead?
Like
4. Stop
2.5.
The loss column.
Well, they're 2.5
the
for the first
over,
wild card,
yeah.
But for a playoff spot, it's 6
I think it's
in
like
the loss column.
Yeah, no, it's like 6 or 7.
That's not.
I.
They're not. They're going in the wrong direction.
They've been playing 500 ball for like 8 weeks now.
Right, and they don't. Who's their stopper? Severino's done.
I mean, what? But who's going to catch him?
The A's.
Seattle.
The A's are going to catch him.
So they're 2.5 up on Oakland and 5 up on Seattle.
Yeah, it's Seattle's good. Seattle's
five
lost
is,
like 5-6.
5 is not like an insurmountable lead.
But
here.
Seattle is playing just as bad, if not worse. Although those old uniforms.
I just wouldn't be so shocked. Sick. I wouldn't call it a done deal. The Yankees
right.
will make the playoffs.
Right.
I agree.
And I mean, the A's are the problem is the A's and Mariners obviously play
right.
each other, so someone's got to lose. The A's, I don't want to fuck around with the A's in the regular season. They're one of those teams that's got like
and
that
when
juju
the A's
going
get going
them.
Too, they always have the best crowds.
Yes,
they're playing the Jazz.
Yeah, they got the like guys with like long beards.
It's
just,
a wild
you don't
crowd.
Fuck with
woke
them.
Up from like 1965.
Yeah, it's a wild crowd. SeatGeek, use the code RUNDOWN, $10 off your first ticket purchase. We all use SeatGeek. They get us our tickets for everything. We stand by everything they do. SeatGeek, code RUNDOWN, $10 off your first purchase. Last night with Rough and Rowdy. What a night. Always an interesting night. We were talking about a lot of fuck-ups that with All Business Pete in the beginning, but overall, great fights. Raccoon Boy.
I would say, aside from the fuck-ups, like the production value of last night
that's
was
what I heard.
Really good.
The technology on, like, people, it didn't buffer, streams didn't crash.
Oh, that's good.
And like, sometimes I think the intros for everyone maybe lengthen the show, but it was like...
It was a good pace.
The other ones were almost too fast.
Right.
You know, this was like you were watching the whole show.
And Pat, the addition of Pat.
Yeah, Magui was like electric on the mic.
He was born to do that.
And like, the Raccoon Boy in the garbage can was... The panic? I mean, that was all-time funny. Stuff like that was really good.
The panic in Raccoon Boy's eyes. He couldn't get out.
So does that mean he never like practiced it once?
No, it was new.
No. He also, we saw his friends out, and they said that Raccoon Boy had been blacked out at the bars till 3 a.m. the night before.
That was sneaky.
Well, it showed. It definitely showed.
That was sneaky, one of our favorite exchanges that wasn't even meant to be funny. But like, yeah, there's trash in the trash can. It's like, yeah, it's a trash can. He just jumped in. Like, it was a working trash can.
I was a little upset. Getting back in it, too.
Yes, for the exit. I was a little upset they didn't let him box in the leather vest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Considering we had guys in, like, cargo pants with belts and shit.
He was disappointed about that. The cop obviously is one of the best fighters
we gotta bring back.
You know what we gotta do?
An all-star
is version. The cop versus the firefighter.
Well,
because they both beat the fuck out of their opponents.
That was the best punch landed that the Youngstown football firefighter.
Yeah,
that was a clean shot.
No, we're talking.
If you did cops versus firemen,
well, and also just starting to like create just belts and stuff and be like, these guys are really, really good. Because like, there's a few of them, like the meatball, the Swedish meatball, that was straight out of Rocky. He came in being booed and he left being cheered.
Yep.
Like, that doesn't happen.
We had the refs from Rocky as well, letting people get knocked down and continue with no stoppage. I've never seen that. Yep. We've done a lot of rough and rounds. You could literally get knocked down if you got back up quick enough and just let it keep going. It was wild.
Guys were taking like, you know, like execution shots. Like
back of the head.
Yeah, back of the head. Guys were just like
Gay Pat
getting them on their knees.
Gay Pat did the Nolan Ryan.
In that, the noogie, yeah. As we get into Gay Pat, he's probably the dirtiest fighter we've had. I mean,
no honor, no integrity. I loved it.
Yeah,
he
was elbows.
I saw the Mendez brothers, who shout out Mendez brothers because they're 3-0 now in Rough and Rowdy, and they're awesome dudes. I saw them at the airport when we were coming back, and they're like, everyone's saying Gay Pat's dirty fighter. Like, Bray was the dirty one. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
about that.
That's what they said to me, too. They're like, that Bray's dirty. It's like,
I think you guys
probably was at like one throwing point, around, I mean, elbowing.
Pat, like, snuffed him in the face into the rope. Forearmed him and then headlocked.
Well, and also,
it was like
there's never little punching in that.
No,
fight.
It never had a chance. That fight never had a chance to look normal because of the height difference.
And like, Ray refused to go for the body. Yeah. He was like jumping, like super punching.
Yeah, he looked like Mac in Punch Out. As soon as we did, I thought Gay Pat was going to get demolished. As soon as I watched the weigh-in, I was like, Pat has this in the bag.
Yeah,
you can't. I mean, you just can't fight with.
And Pat's strong.
Like I know
he's lanky, but he was throwing.
He wasn't gassed.
Nope.
I mean, even at the weigh-in, Bray was wearing Tim's, and he still had like an 8-inch difference.
Yeah.
So in the ring, it must have been even worse.
Shout out to NyQuil. I thought that was a butcher that got choked up by the helmet.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the headgear. The headgear necklace is not big enough, so it's choking him. You see it? You see underneath his chin? He's saying the headgear is choking him.
That's exactly what he's saying.
I wish we could get Frankie. I love this ref. He's so official with the time. You see that? He holds it up every time he's got to time it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, this is bullshit. The headgear is choking.
Yeah.
I really was 50-50, though, because at first I was on your side, and then when you were saying, there's a chance this guy just doesn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
It made a lot of sense.
No, he did get gassed.
He got choked out by the headgear. Yeah. Like Frankie said, we couldn't hear at that. He's like, he was begging the entire time. He's like, I can't breathe.
Clearly, just like fucking, have left it unhooked.
It's like putting a seatbelt too tight on like a toddler. Imagine fighting circulation
with no oxygen.
So tiring. But you're a big man and you just can't breathe.
Oh.
How about when he did his post game interview? His post fight, he left the mouthpiece.
There. Yeah, he did. His Rowan had to take it out.
It was amazing.
And he was great too because those guys, like, that was a classic matchup of one guy talking way too much.
Way too much.
And you want to see a guy like that get knocked out, the Dale Show. And then Nyquil, he just couldn't beat his own headgear.
Yeah, the headgear got him.
I mean, Dale can't even be happy about that, right?
Dale, get,
you
Dale,
go home I feel like, I've I won. Spent enough time talking to Dale that I think he's happy.
He is. Yeah, I saw he tweeted him. He says the best night of his life. Anytime we want him back for Rough and Rowdy, he's undefeated. Granted, the headgear choked the other
we
guy out.
We should get him into a match against someone who can humble
Speaking
him.
Of fights, we got this at a nail salon.
Oh, wait, just let me give a shout out to Welcome to the Jungle, Jess. Did you see Pat's video after?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
she was just sitting on guys' face in the middle of the street?
No, she was at the bar just running around.
I mean, that's like, it's one thing when you do it in the ring for the show. This was in the middle of an intersection. There was a dude laying in the crosswalk and she was sitting on his face.
Yeah, she's crazy.
No cameras on except for the one Pat sniped her with. She does it for the love of the game.
We also had a moment going to the airport this morning where Caleb and Roman were like, where is she from? And like, Daytona. It's like, but where does she live? Daytona. It's like, she came all the way to Youngstown, Ohio to just like grind on dudes' faces.
I think she's just going to follow it around.
She's electric.
Join the other, those two ring girls together. Which
yeah, powerhouse.
We're going to tape on the ring girl competition. There's a lot of hanky-panky that there is some serious weirdness going on
I was pretty stunned at the blacked out girl who was actually really hot was not in the top.
She may have. It's hard to tell. Yeah. The crowd noise.
Something. Something's afoot.
It seems like.
We got a ring girl.
Cody will write a conspiracy this week.
This may be a Black Sox scandal type situation unfolding right before our eyes.
It's like, yeah, Italian soccer betting.
It's
like,
very,
runs down the whole league.
I got to rewatch that and listen to the crowd noise because I was stunned.
Yo, the mere fact that we had a decibel meter reader is
so
incredible.
Funny.
What'd you guys think of the guys rating everyone?
I thought that was a little heavy-handed.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little heavy-handed.
I think whenever you rate, whenever a you know someone's getting in the ring, whether boxer or ring girl, and then you're just like calling them a 2.2, I think that's kind of
there was a 1.1 that I was like, that's the meanest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like right in your face, you are a one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The sign guys were relentless. The text screw text that I think was up the entire fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate the sign, but it's like you're gonna hold it literally the entire fight. You probably didn't. You probably hated that sign, Tommy.
Oh, what's that?
Tommy, Team Tex.
It's not true. It's been
what's
settled.
What's that?
He is big time Team Tex.
That's not true. We got over a misunderstanding over a poor choice of words.
the choice of words being like, Tex was right.
No. I said Tex believes what he's doing is right. That's what I said.
You like disagree?
But he kind of co-signed.
Nice semantics.
I mean, of course, Tommy. Anybody who does anything thinks they're right. Like,
well,
everything
you
do in life, you think you're right.
I said that before he did that.
Being like, hey, Portland, I have your company by the balls. Isn't necessarily right.
I said that before he did that.
Yeah. And that was another...
I did appreciate the $500,000
where is
demand.
Those guys are... What?
There's a $500,000 demand.
Yeah. To, like, not release that I, like, in 2012 said Kim Kardashian was a slut or something. That was the ransom demand.
A ransom demand is amazing. Amazing.
Shout out Tyler O'Day, another person will drag a little bit. He was supposed to change those accounts, and he just didn't. Didn't think it was necessary to do it. So shout out Tyler O'Day, fucking moron.
Did he say that? He said, like, nah.
That guy, Tyler O'Day's having a bad couple
days. It was very clearly.
Bad couple
like he,
days.
But he openly said, like, eh, no big deal?
No,
he or just, that was his spin zone.
Like, no, like, he can't. He won't do Washington State.
Yeah.
Like, Barstool Mizzou is safe? Come on. Yeah.
I will say, I got a kick out of text talking all that shit on Washington State, which has, like, 4,000 followers. He has 40,000, and he's doing this rogue account. The kids in what Pullman? Is that where that is?
Yeah, Pullman.
Must have been like, what the hell is it like? Yeah. Like they know what the fuck is going on. Like I was paying attention to that account.
Oh,
Pullman.
My God.
They probably just thought it was what's his face. He's crazy enough. They're like, this has to be some stunt.
Oh, Mike Leach.
Yeah.
Coach Leach loves Coach Leach.
We got big fight show. A fight in a nail salon. So one of the ladies' eyebrows got fucked up, and they didn't want to pay for it. And then all the Chinese or Asian ladies just hit them with broomsticks. To me, I don't know if this analogy makes sense, but a salon, those women who work in there, they're like dolphins when like shark attacks. Like they pack up and they become really tough.
Yeah.
So like if you have one by themselves. But in the salon, they'll use...
You're on their turf.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's like dolphins peck at like a whale or a shark.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, there's too many of you, I'm out. That's what the nail salon people
do. Yeah. I mean, she...
What,
Tommy?
She... You look like you had something to say. Yeah. No, you just thought it was funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, I mean, she swung
He's not
that...
not going to fuck you, Tom.
Just laughing. It's a funny rundown. I'm just here having a good time.
He's not going to fuck you. He's not going to fuck you, Tommy. She swung that broomstick like she was not fucking around.
That was my only problem with
that
this.
That was
like a bamboo, like Mr. Mr. Fuji. Mr.
Yeah.
Nagi.
Yeah. But that was
Mr. Singapore cane.
Yeah, that was my only problem with this because, Dave, you're right. But, like, you, with that said, you can't use weapons when you have.
They can.
But, like, they had the numbers and they were so coordinated. It's like, don't.
Let me tell you something.
Like, just beat her up. Just pull her hair and throw her out.
Korean nail salons is like a hardcore match.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Hell in the Cell.
Yeah, I totally agree. Another fight, the game in the Drew League fought one of his own teammates. I don't know. I really don't know what the Drew League is.
The Drew League is getting a lot of press this summer. Is that?
What is this, the Drew League?
California, like.
It's like semi-pro, like run that happens during the summer.
Like Harden plays in it.
Why is the game this year?
Like
the game's nasty. The game's really good. He got a scholarship to Washington State, weirdly enough, but he got thrown out his second week there because he was cooking crack in his dorm room.
That'll do it. That's against NCAA policy. No cooking crack.
But yeah,
why is this year, or am I just catching on late? Like I just feel like this year is more pub.
Usually there's other leagues that have more comp, but I feel like there haven't been any other leagues like really getting any run this year.
Well, like everybody who is playing in the Drew League.
And if you have brawls with the game. The game's a bad motherfucker, right?
Oh, yeah. He'll knock you out.
I would not want to fight
that. He'd be a great rough and rowdy at
the game. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we're looking.
The game versus, like,
we're in Kentucky,
that guy.
Kentucky next time, so we're putting that together. A couple guys on the burner that we're going to try to get for Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yo ho ho and a pirate, bottle of rum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Oh no. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
Versus
Stagnetti's Revenge. Oh. I think that's the name of it. I think that's the name of it, right?
That has to be.
Somebody, we were talking on radio about who his opponent was going to be.
We might have the guy who won't jerk off.
Jake the Rake. He would beat the fuck out of Simon.
I mean,
you seen the Rake? He's like a solid dude.
We'd have
to somehow.
He's
trying to get Stagnetti's Revenge.
If he walked
to fly
in the ring, they have a Jumbotron. Just have the porn scenes like on the Jumbotron as he came into the ring.
The porn addict versus the pure born again Christian.
Oh, we get all the ring girls. Ring girls and eye patches and swords.
The Rake has agreed and basically challenged. So it's out there.
I don't know who that guy is. Probably on the apron at the last.
Yeah, we're probably gonna have to give Simon someone.
He did a whole segment when you were out. About how
he was the backwards word kid. He came on that day,
but he's pretty like solid.
Oh well, Simon, I don't know, would want to fight him, and Simon hasn't agreed yet.
Yes, if he agrees,
Simon's gonna like demand a job. Are you?
But if he agrees, we should give him someone he can beat.
Yeah,
yeah,
probably yeah.
Win or lose.
No, you have to win.
He has to win. Yeah. I mean, come on, Simon. He'll fight Coley. He'll fight anybody if there's a chance to work at Barstool.
All the old rules still reapply.
Like he's got to wear the patch. He's got to wear the pirate stuff. He's got to get the hook and the
parrot.
He's
just become a pirate.
Do the whole thing.
This week I put in Johnny Football. His debut was this weekend. I covered it because Casey was...
Which is not where she was.
On the high seas for like the entire time. It was stunning. Like I was so pumped up and he threw so many interceptions.
Not great.
So fast. And he led the team in tackles after the first quarter. Mm-hmm. He was like coming out of the clouds to tackle people.
That first tackle.
Be interesting. Be exciting, Johnny. And he was.
That first tackle, because I was like walking home when the game started, and you did your spin zone like save the touchdown. What a tackle!
All right, everybody. Casey's on a yacht, South Pacific. I'm covering Johnny's comeback. First play. Johnny's back, comeback season, drop back to pass, throw, guy jumps out of nowhere, pick, look at this, hit, bam, that's six the other way, that stat sheet, one play, one tackle, a lot of guys quit on that, he didn't, Johnny's back in the stat sheet, doesn't want it to be a pick, but what are you going to do?
I watched it. It actually was a really nice tackle.
The second one was even better. Nice he came out of nowhere.
Maybe he just played D. Maybe that's a new calling.
You can't rule him out. His agent didn't want to play anyways to begin with because he's only been there. He did show a couple signs of brilliance, but brilliance maybe is strong.
Listen, I love Johnny, but four interceptions in the first half. You're not throwing around the B word, okay?
They gave up the most points in the history of the Canadian Football League in the first quarter, 28. And like I said, to go from four downs to three downs is an adjustment. So I don't know if I'm the new comeback season guy or not, but
where is
Casey's back? I can't see her. I guess she's here.
She's not there.
She's not here.
Well, she's here in the office. She's not right here.
Who gets lunch after after gallivanting around the high seas?
What are you trying to eat food after you went on vacation? Who do you think you are? Trying to eat lunch after you went away somewhere.
I do like the Ibiza part because she was in Croatia, which is nowhere near Ibiza.
Well, no, she wasn't in Croatia. She was where it starts. It's Yacht Week. It goes
it's
everywhere.
In Croatia.
She doesn't just stay in Croatia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just like go around the Mediterranean.
Okay. That's all the countries, no?
Yeah, it's not Ibiza, I don't think.
I don't know, maybe.
Where's Ibiza?
Ibiza island in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
So, in Spain?
Mediterranean.
Ibiza?
So she could have been there.
Ibiza's in Spain. I know that.
So
she may have been in Spain.
She might have been in Ibiza. Yeah. I might be standing corrected. No, she wasn't in Ibiza?
But it's not.
Right. In Croatia.
Right. What?
It's not as far-fetched for Dave to just throw that out there, though. It's not like you said, like, multiple fucking somewhere in Australia or something. It's close.
No, but we're getting confused here because what I wanted to say was Ibiza Casey is a great nickname.
Yeah, yeah. The Yacht Week does do, like.
Okay, but this is all besides the point. I wanted to compliment you because Ibiza Casey rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Whenever you catch
Croatia
a nickname from Dave, when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Croatia Casey doesn't work. Ibiza Casey, it's like you don't want any of that.
Young Sound Bob is going to stick.
Who's
the fucking kid on the mural guy?
His name's Justin.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Youngstown Bob.
Is what we're calling.
Listen. Rough and Rowdy from Youngstown, the whole show was incredible.
That
mural, that ceremony, and the way I would have given anything.
Well, you were in the thing
that
he described.
I know. I would have given
Kevin
anything for you to have flown that 6 a.m.
Kevin.
The way
Dave would have tried to punch.
Up by Brett. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
I mean,
Dave would try to punch Brett.
With our logo, just like a huge logo on it. And so they're like the mayor's gonna be there, the fucking news is gonna be there, all just basically dubbing Youngstown the city of grit.
Kevin,
he would have killed him.
We were sitting in the hotel lobby, like I didn't get my room yet, and Dave like texts, he's like, "Yo, we're gonna be late to the ceremony. Let's go."
I did.
Did you know what it was gonna be?
No, okay. I thought it was gonna be the mayor and stuff.
Me and Frank were eating lunch. We made him rush. We're like, we don't have time. You gotta give us a check now. We didn't finish. It's like this, and I kept saying, "It's like they're just gonna go without us, Dan."
Yeah, he's like, the ceremony's gonna go on without
when
us.
You did
say that every over and over. You're like,
Brett,
we're gonna miss
the
ceremony.
What it was gonna be?
Up until like I turned the corner, I was expecting there to be the mayor and the news.
All right,
I turned the corner, I was like, oh.
Because the way you had, you know, it was under lock and key. Like, we'll talk about it during the break if we can reveal it. So I thought you knew what it was.
I was getting nervous.
We paid for the mural.
We bought the mural.
$2,000. We literally just paid for an ad.
Youngstown Bob bought the mural. I don't know how that was approved.
I said that after. Dave was like, no way did we do that. I was like, I'm pretty sure we fucking paid for this mural.
So we were walking towards the area, and there was a festival going on to the left of where we were
walking. You thought it was that?
And I was like, oh, I hear the music. I'm like, there's the band.
Your shot, the look you gave when you turned back, and you just said, like, you are so lucky I didn't flex.
Kevin, he was almost more mad that he didn't take the flight just because he was like.
Right. You would have been fired, to be honest.
It would have been a fist fight.
I think that would have been the end of the road.
I think Brett would have had to let Dave punch him.
I really think it would have been the end of the road for office manager Brett had you flown out there for like a 10-foot mural.
Is Youngstown Bob
it's got
Justin?
A lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
So Youngstown Bob, I was not happy with Youngstown Bob afterwards. I gave him, because he started to get like flaky on me like Friday afternoon. He's like, yeah, I'm set it up, I'm good. I was like, okay, like,
it was just
when
him
we
and
here?
His buddy.
Yeah.
And then you guys had the big
shout out to the delivery guy and the two dogs.
And the two dogs, yeah.
Those two dogs barked perfectly right after we cut it. And we're like,
The big scissors and the way you kind of tried to, like, salvage it as, like, a real ceremony. You were like, we hereby decree.
Kevin, I was standing there, like, managing. Dave wanted to kill Brett. Brett wanted to kill Youngstown Bob. And Youngstown Bob almost crying. And I was standing there in the middle being like, let's just do this, guys.
I did feel so bad for Youngstown Bob because you know he thought that was like the best thing in the world.
It's a beautiful mural.
Tuesday of this week, he was pumped.
It's a private building that we just paid a graffiti artist.
High traffic area.
I kept being like, the city of Youngstown is going to put our logo on something in the middle of the city? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, no,
it was
that's
just
not what happened. It was an alley.
Like, friends that was a high traffic area. Private parking lot.
I was talking to Fights about this the other day, how people still don't have the Dave calibration of what he's going to care about is fucking insane.
The fact that
Youngstown Bob was like, yep, tell Dave this is it, is nuts.
Well, we thought there was going to be a band. We thought we were going to be kissing babies.
We're going to be late. We're going to be
city,
late.
ceremony
signing
with the
mayor,
the news on public property in the middle of Youngstown.
At the end, you're like, no, that was awesome. That was awesome.
The local news would have led with like Barstool visits Youngstown.
Yeah, and it just so happened, like Frankie said, it was this big Italian festival. So it's like, oh, this must be the centerpiece of like,
yeah, bringing the whole thing around, yeah, together. Yeah.
And then we walked into like an alley. Like off the beaten path.
Dave, when I looked on the maps when we were driving from the airport and every road in downtown Youngstown was closed, I was like, holy shit.
This thing is big.
This is going
to
be huge.
People are excited to see us.
Youngstown Bob, I don't think, still totally gets it.
No.
I've been trying to shield him from it. After when we got back to the hotel, I wasn't happy.
He probably will after watching this.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him after. I've been trying to shield it, like slowly let him down. That didn't go as planned. Effort. Hey, a lot of grit to put that up.
Home of grit.
A lot of grit.
I knew the whole time, but when his buddy was holding the other side of the ribbon, I'm just like, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm just his friend.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. How about the delivery guy?
Yeah.
Are you here for the ceremony? Great. No, I'm just here.
I mean, green hair.
But he was great. Yeah. He was kind of there.
All right. It's the rundown back in the office. Idle week next week. That's big. Yep, Idle Week's next week, so get ready for that.
Cool.